Get ready, listeners, because today we are going to play Bible trivia. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and by this point in the week, people are getting on your nerves, they're driving you crazy. You're ready to scream, stop, come on, calm down. I know people can get on our nerves. Even saints were sometimes bothered by the people around them. People take us for granted. People sometimes ask us to do their work. It's tough dealing with people. You got to remember the words from Les Miserables. I say this every Thursday, but it's worth repeating time after time after time until we learn the lesson. What is the lesson? To love another person is to see the face of God. Tough lesson, isn't it? Lesson we might not even want to learn. But the fact of the matter is, God wants us to learn that lesson. That's the only way we'll have peace in our world, the only way we'll have justice in the world, the only way we'll have compassion in our world, and the only way that we will be able to forgive. Okay? So, let's really try to be patient with people today. If we could read the secret histories of our worst enemy, we would find enough sadness and suffering to disarm all hostility. The poet Longfellow said that. All right. Now, every Thursday, I am going to spend some time helping people to know their faith better, know the Bible better, to understand Catholicism better, to overcome ignorance, bigotry, discrimination. So, this Thursday, I want to help you get to know your Bible better. So, depending where you are right now, do you have a Bible handy? If you're in your car, probably not. Anyways, if you do have a Bible handy, you go get it, okay? Well, I'm talking, you go get it. Remember, you can spell the Bible B-I-B-L-E. What's those five letters stand for? I didn't make this up. Somebody did, but I like it. B-I-B-L-E stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Okay, so I'm going to start off, we'll do this once a month. I'm going to start off easy, okay? Five easier questions that is part of the Bible trivia. If you can write your answers down, great, or shout them out if you're in your car, okay? We're going to go through them one by one. Okay. Number one. Question. Who said, Lord, do not hold this sin against them? And when he said this, he fell asleep. Okay. Who said, Lord, do not hold this sin against them? And when he said this, he fell asleep. Okay. Got your answer? It was Saint Stephen, the first martyr. Remember, he was stoned to death? Paul, Saul at that time, the people who were stoning him to death, laid their cloaks at the feet of Paul. It was Paul's way of condoning what they were doing. Where can you find this? You can find it in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 60. Remember the onlookers? As they were stoning Stephen, he had the face of an angel, the look of an angel. St. Stephen's called the proto-martyr, the first martyr. And his imitation of Jesus was perfect because his words were very similar to Jesus. What did Jesus say? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Stephen says, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Okay. Are you one for one? Okay. Well, this next one you should be able to get very easily. who said, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Come on, you have to get this one. Yeah, it was Jesus. He said it, well, actually you can find this in throughout the Gospels, all four of them, but the version here is from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. So he makes Peter, you know, nobody had the name Peter until Jesus gave it to Simon. He's the first one to have the name Peter. Peter means rock. Upon this rock, I will build my church. Okay? And in the Catholic Church, we can trace all the popes all the way back to Peter. We call it apostolic succession. Built on the rock. All right, number three. Ready? Who said, behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel? I'll say it again. Who said, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel? You should remember this, huh? Anyways, it was Simeon. Simeon in the temple, when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to the temple. You can find this in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 34. And Jesus was destined to be the fall and the rise of many in Israel. Jesus really, he even said it. He will divide parents, he will divide parents and children, he'll divide brothers and sisters. Jesus is the one who's the focal point of all history. The Old Testament leading up to him, the New Testament telling his story. So Simeon, an elderly man, who wanted to stay alive until he got to see the Messiah, and he got his wish, Simeon was able to recognize Jesus when Mary and Joseph brought him to the temple. All right, two more. Here's number four. This one should be an easy one also. Let's see how well you do. Who said, one mightier than I is coming after me? I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. Come on, you should know this one. Is it on the tips of your tongue? Come on, think about it. Who said, one mightier than I is coming after me, I'm not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals? Yeah, you're right. If you said St. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, the one who said, I must decrease, he must increase. Who's the one mightier than he? Of course, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Savior of the world. Prince of Peace, Wonder Counselor, as Isaiah would say. How you doing? Well, here's the last one. Hopefully you've answered at least one of these so far. Because this next one's a little tough. But if you know your Bible, you might be able to get it. No trick question, it's just that you have to know your Bible. All right, here we go. Who said, the God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree? Okay, so obviously, we're in the New Testament, because the quote has to do with Jesus. So I'll say the quote again. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. Who said that? Well, it was St. Peter. St. Peter, in Acts chapter 5, verse 30, after the Pentecost experience, when Peter and the other disciples was touched by the Holy Spirit, tongues of fire over their head, when they got amazing courage, Peter began to preach with such courage, with such clarity, with such conviction, talking about Jesus. saying that Jesus was raised. He might have died on the cross, but he was raised by the Father. Raised to new life. You know, our whole faith is based on the resurrection. If Jesus died and didn't rise from the dead, St. Paul says we're the most pitiable of people. Alright, so five questions. How'd you do? Did you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or didn't you get any? If you did not get any, guess what you got to do? I'm giving you homework here. You have to read your Bible. You have to really come to know the Word of God. It has to get inside of you. Okay? So we'll do this once a month. Okay. Here's today's food for thought. It's by St. Ambrose. No duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. Well, I feel very strongly about that. Do you say thank you? Are you a thankful person? Do you take your gifts for granted? No, you got to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and mean it sincerely. Who are today's prayer partners? Anesthesiologists. It's a tough word for me to pronounce. Anesthesiologists. These are the people who administer the drugs so that people can be free of pain when there's major surgery. They put them into a sleep. They have to keep the oxygen and the drugs balanced. It's a very, very stressful job. Please ask God to bless anesthesiologists. All right, today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. This minister and a priest are pounding a sign in the ground. The sign said, "Turn back before it's too late. The end is near." This guy comes riding by, looks at the sign, yells at the minister and the priest, "Hey, you religious fanatics, why don't you leave us alone? Quit shoving down our throat your faith." Guy drives around the corner and you hear this big splash. And the priest says to the minister, "You know, maybe we should have just had the sign say, 'Bridges out, turn back.'" Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, okay? I love to hear from my listeners. It's a real shot in the arm for me to know that people are actually listening to the program. And if you write me, you can send me your prayer intentions. I am faithful about praying for people with prayer intentions. I don't say that glibly. When I say I will storm heaven with you and for you, I mean that. Together, if we pray, God can use our prayer powerfully. So don't be afraid to send me your prayer intentions, either through snail mail or through email. Can you help me with my hospital for the very poor in Oaxaca, Mexico? It's for the sick and the poor in one of the poorest regions of Mexico City. The hospital is named after my mother, the Anacito Hospital. Could you write a check to TASH, Inc.? Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. God will bless you for your generosity. And you can always visit my website for more information about my ministry. My website is Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord.